This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. It is a crazy time for me right now as I am broadcasting right before this storm is hitting us. It is Hurricane Idalia, who is wreaking havoc with parts of Florida. The storm surge has affected parts of the southwest of Florida. Water levels have risen at least 2 feet above normal. Right before I recorded this, I went to the beach and I'm telling you, it's an eerie sight to see how close it is to hotels and to condos. And I was watching some surfers on the beach, and I've never seen waves this high, not where it's not California or someplace where surfers normally congregate, like Hawaii, of course, and so many other places. Hundreds of flights have been canceled because of the hurricane, so it disrupted air travel for the next couple of days. It is strange to be in this situation where I'm at a higher, there's no high ground in Florida, but I am in evac zone E, where you're right there at a place called the Pinellas Trail. It's the 75-mile bike trail, which is elevated somewhat. So the thought is, and I've got sandbags everywhere and we're battened down, is to, right now as this is hitting us, is to survive what could be the wind, because you'll have those gusts of wind that are predicted to be at points maybe up to 100 miles an hour. And yeah, there's hurricane shutters and all of that, but we know that storms and Mother Nature are very, very unpredictable. So thanks to everybody who reached out. Right now, knock on this microphone, everything is okay. And I will definitely have pictures and things to show you from what's happening down here. You just check my Facebook page, Kate Delaney fan page, and I'll have all that up there, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. And power is the big concern, because when you have these kinds of storms, as we all know, the power goes out, and then that becomes a nightmare. And yes, there are so many power trucks. I have never seen so many in my whole life, because they're ready to do what they do, but nothing's happened at this point, where once lines go down, it'll be in certain areas and there'll be pockets of outages. Then it's about hurrying to try to get them back up. And many of you know this, and I've done this show for 16 years, and we've talked about the things that all of us have dealt with, whether it's the winter weather bringing down lines, whether it's tornadoes, whether it's a hurricane, whatever it might be, whether it's a wildfire. So we know that this is something that happens, where they're on the ready, they're ready to move in. And of course, Governor DeSantis has also put the National Guard on alert. So there's more than 5,000 National Guard that are ready to do what they have to do with rescues and that kind of thing. And it's storm surge in some areas that is the biggest concern. And it's intensified, before hitting into us at a Cat 3. So even the inland counties have to prepare for the flooding. And even if you're outside of the so-called cone, the cone of uncertainty, really is what it is. And this is just like when I lived in Tornado Alley. As it bears down and you hear these warnings and these watches, there's just the things that you have to look out for. And hopefully people that were in the really low-lying areas took cover and did, what they had to do to keep themselves and their families safe. So again, I am safe, as if you are listening to me right now. And we've prepared the best that we can. I got just so many emails. Thank you for that. And my friends in Tallahassee, one of our great affiliates is there. I'm very concerned about them, because they're really going to get the brunt of what it's looking like. That's absolutely for sure. All right. There are other things to talk about besides the evacuations in the 22 counties, the forecast and how alarming it is, the hundreds of flights that have been canceled, the storm surge that's already affecting some places, rising above sea level. These are things, like I said, we've talked about with other storms. The one of the saddest, I think, 911 calls I ever heard, and next week we'll play it for you, is just what was really a normal voice, the Jacksonville gunman's dad calling 911 after the deadly rampage started. And he, you know, I'm sure he was shocked. Christopher Palmeter was the gunman who killed three people in what's been called a racially motivated rampage at this Dollar General store in Florida. And he just opened fire on Saturday. And then he killed himself tragically. He had a swastika assault, you know, emblazoned on the assault style rifle he had. He had all these racist writings that he left behind. So there was no questioning of any of that. But right before 2 o'clock, his father called a 911 operator that his son had left the house a couple of hours before the call. And he had been getting, that his son had been getting psychiatric help and was on medication. But it looked like his son had stopped taking his medication because there was a full bottle that had been filled at the end of July. And his father told the operator that. And he said he called the sheriff's office a few years ago when his son threatened to kill himself. So it's just terrible. The kid had flunked out of college, worked at the Home Depot, was living in his room, and really, really so horrible for the people who lost loved ones as a result of this, and too late to stop him. And it's just another check, another gut check of who are the people around you? What about that isolation? What's happening with people as the best we certainly know? All right. He was a guest on this show a few years ago, but House Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced something sad today. He's got blood cancer. And Scalise, you know, you recall certainly all of you in Louisiana. He's 57. He's the second highest ranking Republican in the House after Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He's a major figure in the House GOP conference. And he's been really seen as a potential successor or even a rival to McCarthy. The Louisiana Republican who came on the show, like I said, we love our Louisiana people that listen to the show in New Orleans and some of the other parishes. He's no stranger to health issues. As you know, he survived that shooting. That was a tragedy and could have been worse in 2017 at an early morning practice ahead of a charity baseball game that left him in critical conditions. So sad to hear about his diagnosis, but apparently it's a very treatable blood cancer. He said he hadn't been feeling like himself. He had some blood work done, and they uncovered some irregularities after undergoing additional tests. And he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a treatable blood cancer. So that's something to keep in mind in getting your checkups and doing that. He's certainly an example of that. All right, coming up, a conversation that I had earlier in the day with Erica Robbie. She is the master Q. I mean, she won the barbecue brawl. She has such an interesting story, and she's got these great recipes she's going to share. She's going to tell you where you can get them, and she's going to talk about tailgating because we're coming up on the football season and how big that is. Also a conversation with Dr. Katie Nelson about protecting your pet. There's always that tug of war over what do I do? My pet gets sick. I don't have pet insurance. Should I get it? What do I need to do? And she'll talk all about that. Coming up next, a couple little things reminding us of things that you can eat when you want a snack that won't really crush what could be better healthy eating. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, wait till you hear this. Experts are saying that parents need to lead by example. Okay, I get that. And model, though, healthy eating for their kids. So check this out. 2 out of 3 parents want to improve their child's eating habits. I also understand that completely. And this is something that was done at Michigan State University. It's a study that they did. And I think this is so important because think about kids eating good, nutritious foods and how that could help with focus and attention. And certainly that's what the experts have seen, and that's what we've talked about a lot on this show. So it's perfect to have registered dietitian, author, and nutrition educator Aaron Polinsky Wade on to talk about this because we're seeing the yellow school buses. We know our kids are back in school. Aaron, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what are the common concerns, I guess, for all of us who are so busy during the back-to-school season when it comes to nutrition and food?
Yes. I mean, I am a busy parent, too. I have 3 little kids, and they're in 3 different schools. This time of year for everyone is madness. You know, we're all so busy. And the biggest concern that I hear from parents all the time is, how do I get in proper nutrition to my children when we are constantly on the go? You know, we're rushing to the bus stop, we're going to after school activities. So what I tell everybody is, and this is what I do in my house too, is plan and prepare in advance as much as possible. And that does not have to be time consuming. So what I like to do is think about what are some of the breakfast options my family already loves and how can we make them quickly? One thing I love is smoothies. Smoothies are so versatile because you can put so many different combinations of fruits and vegetables, but I don't have time to prep that first thing in the morning. So once or twice a month, you can chop up the fruits and vegetables, put them in freezer safe bags, pop them in the freezer, and then when you want a smoothie, you just dump that in the blender, add the liquid of choice, scoop of protein powder, blend it up, and you can take it with you on the go for really great nutrition on the run.
Ooh, I love that. Freezing it, the freezer bags, that's the step I'm missing. That's great.
It's a lifesaver. And, you know, the other thing that I find so, so helpful on busy mornings, and you might like this too, is having ready-to-drink nutrition shakes on hand that are shelf-stable, because you can throw these in the backpack. I keep them in my car for after-school activity or if we're about to miss the bus, we can grab them. But in our house, my kids absolutely love Organs Kid Organic Nutrition Shakes. But what I love is they have 8 grams of protein and 3 grams of fiber per serving, and they're an excellent source of calcium and vitamin D. So really great way to take that nutrition as you head out the door.
Oh, I love that you said that, because how important is it to incorporate protein and fiber and all of that into meals and snacks?
So important for so many reasons. I mean, if you're a parent, you know that your kids are probably constantly telling you they are hungry all of the time. And so protein and fiber both really help to sustain appetite. They help us to feel fuller longer. So we want to make sure there's good protein at each meal. It also helps to balance blood sugar, so we have sustained energy throughout the day, which we know helps with focus and learning. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, kids are growing rapidly, so they have protein needs that we want to make sure we're meeting each day for proper growth and development.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Erin, if we had that focus when we were kids?
I would have performed so much better.
Exactly. I love that. I love that we're talking about this. I think it is so vital. So I hope everybody is listening and paying attention to what Erin's saying. So you're a registered dietitian. I mentioned that at the top. And you mentioned a couple of great suggestions of the must-haves. What else would you say are some must-haves when you're transitioning back to being obviously still busy and getting into these family routines that have changed?
You know, I think a lot of parents feel overwhelmed, right? They don't even know where to start to really get more nutrition into their kids and they're tapped for time. So what I like to do is just simplify it. Think about all of the eating events during the day. You know, what are your kids snacking on? What are they eating? And where can you just amplify the nutrition a little bit? So for instance, in my house, we're huge fans of muffins. I love to make them in advance because they're great to grab on the go. So there's two key ingredients I add to really maximize the nutrition. I always add fresh fruit. So I put like things like fresh blueberries in to get more antioxidants. But I also put a scoop of Organs plant-based protein powder, because what this does is it adds up to 21 grams of vegan protein per scoop, as well as 4 to 7 grams of prebiotic and fiber. So really clean, organic nutrition that I'm maximizing in every bite. And protein powder can go into muffins. It can go into pancakes. It can go into smoothies. So anytime you can just amp up the nutrition, it makes it easier to make sure your kids are meeting their needs.
Ooh, I love that. So here's the most important question. Where can we go for more information?
Sure. So if you want more tips and tricks and family-friendly recipes, you can go to my website, which is erinpolinsky.com. And if you want to learn more about the Organ product line, you can go to organ.com.
Erin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Time for some Tuesday tech. How about this? Remember Mario Brothers? It seems like a million years ago. That pulled me in. We had it, Nintendo, and I can remember being in California and being just glued to the Mario Brothers. Just, I was playing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So the man who originated the voice for Nintendo's iconic mustachioed Mario character 30 years ago is stepping aside from the Mushroom Kingdom. Nintendo confirmed that Charles Martinet, the original voice actor of the Italian plumber, isn't going to be recording the voice of the character he's played since the 90s. The gaming company shared that big news on Monday, saying that instead he's going to serve in the role of the Mario ambassador to fans around the world. So, I mean, what a great gig. Right? I mean, it was huge. Huge, huge, huge. His whole life is, a big chunk of his life has been that. So that's exactly what he's doing. They're just trying to get him out also and, you know, put him out there, so to speak, to travel around. And that's exactly what's happening. So voicing it since 91 with the release of Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64, that was when you first heard his voice. And then in 96, the groundbreaking video game where Mario sets out to rescue Princess Peach from Bowser was the first in the Super Mario series to feature 3D gameplay in a large open world. So, you know, you got to think about the catchphrases. Mamma Mia! It's a me. You know, there's just, you just know the, you just know the voice. I can't do his voice. Remember Chris Pratt voiced Mario in Super Mario Brothers movie. He did make a cameo though as Mario's father. The Mario ambassador role means, like I said, he just gets to travel all over the place and talk about the iconic character. I think it's an amazing career to have. To be the voice of something as iconic as that, and it had to be pretty lucrative too. I don't know if you like Robotex. I don't know anyone who likes Robotex. Do you get Robotex? I think that's why so many of us have ways to block things, and unfortunately, doing that, we miss really important calls as well. According to the National Do Not Call Registry, about 56,000 fewer robocalls were made in June of 2023. Than in June of 2022, but it sure doesn't seem like it to me. They're so bothersome. They are like public enemy number one. And the trend is increasing in the texts. And it's, you know, most phones have a feature to suppress unknown numbers when they call you, but texts are a whole different story because it's harder to manage them. It's harder to track. It's harder to regulate, I guess. And then when you get the text, they're so clever that it's easy to fall for what the text could be, right? And it's so annoying, right? It's so scammy. It's very, very, very scammy. And it makes all of us think that it's like we were on edge for scams. It's like we have high scam alert. We'd have no tolerance for it. And of course, the whole idea is with scamming, they're trying to induce panic, right? And they're trying to make you think that you have to pay XYZ bill or something happened, whatever it is. And, you know, you just got to know that if something comes in, just don't hit it. Just don't hit on it. Don't click on it, especially if it looks, you know, look out for misspellings or texts that come in with an email address. Don't click on any links in text messages. I never do that. Don't respond to texts from unknown numbers, because that's the one thing you absolutely cannot afford to do. Hats off to Alex K for his excellent work on the technicals. In the meantime, Mama Mia, I'm going to say, be safe, be happy, be sane, my friends.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. FEMA is ready for Hurricane Idalia to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is warning residents to take this storm seriously. The University of North Carolina grad student who's accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Tai-Lay Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. He's been charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. He said running for president was the highlight of his life. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So you're going to love this. Our next guest, wow, 10 years old. She was like the family cook. She was that good. She learned from her daddy, right? Master of the queue. You remember her a couple of years ago. You know her now, but you remember her on the barbecue brawl. She was the bomb. There's no question about it. So I'm so thrilled to have Erica Robbie on with us to master the pregame party with beef tailgating. Erica, thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no pressure when you're 10, right? Because you're that good, you just take over everything.
I kind of bullied my way into the kitchen. They didn't have a choice.
Well, this is a great time of year. I don't have to sell you on barbecue, but I think any time of year, but certainly with tailgating. You know, when you think about it, what makes tailgating so popular, and how can you stand out if you're going to cook for the crowd? Because that's the key thing, keeping it hot, keeping it real, and keeping it, you know, going.
Yeah, so one of the things is you have to remember tailgating is a lifestyle, and it's about fellowship, and it's about being social. So never lose sight of that. But then it's also a very competitive place for us tailgating chefs. And we really want to do things to stand out. So the first thing that I always think about is what protein am I going to be using? I like to use beef because of its versatility, and it can take on a variety of different flavors, but it can also be cooked on a bunch of different heat sources. So you can do a tabletop, you can do a grill, you can do a smoker. All these things will give you really great recipes, and you'll still be able to share them with people, have that portability if they want to walk around, and be able to have a really good time. So some of the things I like to also look out for is, where are you at? Where are you tailgating at? Think about what is famous in that locality. What are foods that that area is known for? And then put your own spin on that. That's something that's really, really good to do. And those are the things that I like to do when I'm out here.
Yeah, so in you're talking about the food and knowing where you're at. What type of food are sports fans, do you think, most excited about before a game in general?
Yeah, so right now what's trending, of course, is the Kraft burgers, where, I mean, these chefs are really putting their hearts out, doing so many different toppings. And then another thing is the birria beef street tacos. So if you're making street tacos, if you have a portable tabletop grill, or you're just using cast iron on a regular grill, these are huge hits right now because they're both packing so much flavor. And then one of the things that I'm doing that's a little different, but it's been a really big hit, is a smoked shepherd's pie. And that has just gone over so well because you are getting your ground beef, you're getting your veggies, your seasoning, your potatoes, and then that nice crispy layer of cheese on top with those wood-fired flavors from using a portable smoker to cook it on. So that's what you're going to be seeing from me right now, and you will be seeing out there on the tailgating trail.
You know, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. Boy, your life has had to have changed in the last couple of years. You're so easily recognized, and you are the mistress, the master, whatever you want to call it, of the queue. What does that feel like for you?
It's actually very humbling because I realize how much more I have to go and how many more things I want to prove myself and just how many more things that I want to do in the culinary scene to just really make sure that I'm spreading barbecue love to people and definitely empowering getting more women behind the grill and out there. So it really is something that I take it as I'll be a perpetual student of barbecue forever.
Yeah, love it. All right, so where can we go for, you know, your shepherd's pie or more on beef? What website do we need to go to?
Yeah, so click on over to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. You can find amazing recipes, tips, and tricks.
Love it. Erica, have fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, so Erica Robbie talking about tailgating and, oh, that beef. Her shepherd's pie recipe sounds good. I'm actually going to really try to make that. I really am. And I suggest you go and check out Beef It's What's for Dinner because it is a really cool website. And we're getting ready for Nail the Score. Nail the Score actually starts next Tuesday. First hour, final segment, I pick the game of the week, and then you get a chance to win some fabulous prizes by nailing the score. You can either send us an email right during that segment, kate@katefellaniradio.com, or call in. And if you call in, of course, we take your calls, put you on the air, and you get your guests, and you own the guests, whether you get your email in first or whatever it is. Nobody else can guess the same thing because we, of course, nail the score. We want to see if we can have a winner. That would be wonderful. Okay, because there is obviously this huge event happening with Idalia, and it's affecting my life, and I'm worried about the people in Tallahassee, and they're getting ready for it in Tallahassee, too. And I look at some of the areas. It's intensifying. I'm in the middle of this. It's westward edges are nudging the storm's track, and models are showing the dangerous level for the capital city, Tallahassee, under this hurricane watch and tropical storm, you know, warning. You got coastal counties that have this deadly storm surge. You have high tide mixed into the middle of this, and it's all happening right now. It's the scary overnight hours, and I pray and hope that many of you listening, we have great listeners that hear this show on WTLS. I hope you're really heeding the warnings and you've done something to protect yourself, because you just don't know with Mother Nature what's going to happen. We have predictions and models. There can always be twists and turns, and It's a scary event, just like our friends who go through tornadoes. Hurricanes are nothing to trifle with, and that's why people were busy doing the sandbag thing and coming up with the shutters that they put up and the boards, and you see that all the time, and thank goodness, because that's the whole idea. You know, as it was explained to me, and many of you probably already realize this, there's an assumption that a lot of times it's the roof that just blows off, but so often it's a window or windows that blow out, and then it swishes in the pressure and blows off the roof. I know much more than I care to know about those sorts of things. You know, let's put it that way. Okay, something else worth mentioning here while we have a little bit of time after our conversation with the great Erica Robbie getting us excited about, like I said, barbecue. Something else that's worth talking about. There are 10 drugs, the first 10 drugs that are subject to Medicare price negotiations. Now, this is something interesting to look at because there are some of you, I'm sure, that look at some of these drugs, right? With this price negotiation thing. We're talking about blood thinners and diabetes medications like Jardiance and Enbrel is one of them on the list, and Xarelto is another one that's on the list. The medications that treat heart disease, certain cancers, and diabetes and autoimmune diseases. Medicare enrollees paid a total of $3.4 billion in out-of-pocket costs last year. Department of Health and Human Services crunches all those numbers. Those who didn't receive additional financial assistance shelled out $6,500 on average. So now supposedly there's going to be a new deal for patients where Big Pharma doesn't just get a blank check at your expense, your loved one's expense, the expense of anybody who needs to any of these drugs. So this could be a really, really good thing. Let's see what happens. The initial set of drugs was chosen from the top 50 eligible Part D drugs that have the highest total expenditures in Medicare. Only meds that have been on the market for several years without competition are eligible. And so that first 10 drugs accounted for $50 billion, or about 20% in total Part D gross covered prescription drug cost. So they got to look at some of the different factors, but this could be a great step in the right direction because of the struggle that so many people have when it comes to paying for drugs. And for our friends in Louisiana and other people who know Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, he announced he has a blood cancer diagnosis. He was a guest on the show a couple of years ago. And the one thing that I'm very happy to say is, as he announced at a press conference, he didn't do it at a press conference, but he announced, as he said, it's a very treatable blood cancer. Whew, that's a good thing. He said he didn't feel good for a couple of days, so he went and had some blood work done. And they found what he called irregularities. And after undergoing additional tests, he was diagnosed with this multiple myeloma, which is a treatable blood cancer. But of course, everything's about catching it. So thank goodness, right? He went for the blood work. I mean, look, he's 57. He's the second highest ranking Republican in the House. A lot of people have talked about him as being a major figure in the House GOP conference. He has been. And whether or not he's the potential successor to Kevin McCarthy or not is another thing to talk about. But people know him, I think, because of the fact that he was gunned down in that practice, that softball practice, the Capitol softball game that they play. And luckily he survived that, but it was touch and go. He was in critical condition. And that was so shocking to so many. Like, how does this happen? And so now he's dealing with this, and we wish him the best in going through this, because he's really been dealing with a lot over the last couple of years. And like I said, the one is clearly he was in critical condition, and he luckily survive that crazy thing that happened with the Capitol softball game that's held every single year. And he was just simply at a practice. That's all he was doing. All right, coming up next, we're talking about your pets, not just dogs, but cats too, and whether or not you need to get insurance. Well, and what kind of insurance and what kind of options are there out there? So hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That is what I call so transformational, and I think this is a book that you should go and pick up without a doubt. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. In fact, this time around on Author's Corner, Michelle Mattingly joins us, and her book is called Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, and her experience in going there and what got her there and how she feels about giraffes is unbelievable. Michelle, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
So tell me about your journey in writing this book and Kilimanjaro. Share that with the listeners.
Well, this started when I was in my late 50s and realized my life was going nowhere. Wasn't real happy with my past, wasn't seeing a very happy future, needed to do something to kind of shake things up and put me on my feet again. And Africa had always been in my mind. I love the giraffes, like you mentioned earlier, and I thought, well, that would be a fun thing to do, to go to Africa. And somewhere in that process, the idea of climbing the mountain came up. And I thought, well, if I could climb a mountain, I could do anything. And all kinds of doors would open if I could just make that happen. So I went through the process and decided that I would go and do this on my own. I had to come up with resources for it. It was a major event to be able to put this together. But I ended up in Africa, met some lovely people there, and took my journey up the mountain. And although a lot of people think, well, you know, you have thoughts when you're by yourself, you know, 5 hours climbing, you're going to think a lot of things. But from my experience, I didn't just think things. I heard things. And what I say is that I heard the voice of the mountain, and she is the Empress. She is, you know, that song by Toto, Africa says, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. Well, I thought it said rises like an empress. So I always thought, okay, that's what she is. She's an empress. So that's how the title of the book came about. But I spent 6 days climbing to the top. And when I got there, everything changed. My whole life shifted. Those 6 days were the most powerful days I ever spent. And I made it to the top, despite the fact that I spent a few days throwing up and some days crumpled up on the ground in a ball. I did get there to the top, and it changed everything.
What was it like when the toughest part of the climb, who could you lean on? What did you learn about yourself before you actually got to the summit?
Well, all my fears came to the surface during that time. Everything that you can possibly be afraid of, I was afraid of being alone, afraid of being abandoned, afraid of not being strong enough, afraid of failure, all of that. And I had the most wonderful guide. These young men who do these treks up the mountain, they just are extraordinary. And there were no other hikers. So this was just me and the guide going up the mountain. And we really bonded. And just before the summit, I was not at all sure I was going to get there. I was so tired of throwing up and so tired of being weak and sick and achy. I just didn't think I was going to make it. And I didn't want him to be disappointed with me. And I said to him, I don't think I'm going to make it. And he looked me in the eyes and he grabbed both of my hands. And he said, you make a mistake. You think the mountain is out there. And he glanced out at where the trail was. And then he looked at me and he said, no, the mountain is in here. And he grabbed my hands and he pulled them to his heart. And he held my hands against his heart. He said, the mountain is here. And I understood that it was just about what I believed I could do. We all give up so much more quickly than we need to. And he was telling me I had it in me. It was going to happen if I wanted it to. And those words did everything. That there was the shift, and that's what made it possible for me to spend 9 hours just going up to get to that summit.
Wow. And all of this, of course, you can read all this in the book. There's so many juicy, wonderful tales and details and I think things that will make people really realize what they can do in their life. Again, the name of the book, Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, Michelle Mattingly. We're speaking with her. And Michelle, you also have an affinity for an animal that I have an affinity for, giraffes. And tell me about that experience and what you have going on in Africa in the future.
Well, part of my journey included a message for my own future. And the Empress told me that there was going to be a place for other Wasafiri, for other travelers. She referred to me as the traveler throughout my journey. And she said that there was going to be a place for other travelers, and I was going to make it happen. And her last message was, "Antigua will roam in your own backyard." And Antigua is the word for giraffe. So Kephas and I, we bonded so much. I literally adopted him in every way that you can, short of paperwork. He's my son. And for 7 years, we've worked together. And this month, we're closing escrow on a piece of property right at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, where we are going to open a giraffe preserve and the Wasafiri House. So a traveler's home for people who want to make the journey up Kilimanjaro, but they don't just want to climb the mountain. They want to have a spiritual experience. They really want to be transformed.
Wow. Ooh, I just get chills even thinking about that. For you with this book, what do you hope people take away from reading the book when they get it?
Well, of course, the main theme is that, you know, what we decide we can do, we can do. When we all of our fears are just that, they're fears. They're not grounded in anything. And we have to be willing to take a lot of chances to get our dreams. But for me, one of the things that kept coming up over and over again, because I was the traveler, we're all travelers. And I think that Charles Dickens kind of summarized it in A Christmas Carol, where he said, "We are all fellow passengers on the way to the grave." And short of that little morbid tidbit, I would just like to say that we're all just travelers. We're all going through a journey. And if we could all see each other as just fellow travelers here on this planet, maybe there would be less animosity, less hostility and judgment. Maybe we would just be kinder to each other, going, "Yeah, we're on this journey together."
Yeah. When you know, your children, the people around you, when you made this journey and then you came back, what was their reaction? And now, of course, they can even read more details, and now you've got, you know, this book. What was their reaction to it?
Well, they definitely saw a shift, and it's not a week goes by that one of them doesn't comment about the fact that so many things have happened in the 7 years since my climb. Well, for one thing, I published the book, and that was a huge undertaking. And one of the things that I had been hoping for was to find a life partner. And I got married in 2020. So just so many things happened after that, and they all noticed how many things have happened because of my experiences on the mountain, how much less fearful I am because of it.
Wow, that's the hashtag, releasing fear. So now that you've got this book out, and I know there's something else that's rattling around in your head, what's next?
Well, I'm currently working on some children's books called I Speak Swahili, because I was enchanted by the language. And I thought, you know, what a great way to bond the two continents with children's language. So I've already published one book, and it's Animals of Africa, and it's both English and Swahili, all the animal names. And there's going to be a series. But beyond that, I'm really looking forward to doing a sequel to Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, and it will be Lessons from Mount Kilimanjaro.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So, again, something that would be very, very handy for so many people that we've talked about. You mentioned it. Wouldn't it be great if we could all feel that kindness and that love and jump over that fear, because you'll see the transformation, which is what you saw.
Yes.
It's a great book. Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, Michelle Mattingly. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And remind everyone again, you can get the book on Barnes & Noble, of course, but also on Amazon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.